Blah, 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 blah. Oh, I was supposed to raise it up higher. I didn't. Anyway, my name is Jeffrey, and I'm here coming to you live from a undisclosed location. Just wanted to throw it on and blah, 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 blah. I don't know. Happy New Year. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. It's raining outside. This is fun. George Clinton and the Parliament Funkadelic is on tour. Going to be on tour coming up a few days. That should be fun. I'm planning on attending a few of them. I guess like four. Four concerts like in the next month, I guess. Just how I roll. So four concerts next month, four P-Funk shows in the next month. New York, D.C., Anaheim, Vegas, I think. Just to go, you know, because one day it's going to be over. One day it's going to be over. One way or another, one day it's going to be over. It may be 10 years from now, 30 years from now, 100 years from now. But one day, for me and Parliament Funkadelic, it's going to be over. And I won't be able to get it anymore. And my thing is, when that time comes, I want to be able to look back and say I did everything I could and I got as much as I could out of it. Another thing too, what I do here, I was going to bring up, as I look outside, and it's still light outside, what I do is I wake up and I put all the lights on in the house, put every light on in the house. Even rooms I don't go in. But lately I start shutting doors because it's been kind of drafty. So I cut the lights off in the bathroom, in the bedroom. But then I got to remember to go in the bedroom and turn the space heater on and warm that room up when I want to go use it at night. Because it gets California cold here. You know, nothing like the real cold back east. It gets California cold here. And once you're acclimated, cold is cold. Cold could be 70. Cold could be 30. I go back to Ohio. I've been seeing them boys back there walking around. Flip-flops and shorts and t-shirts in 40-degree weather. I ain't mad at them. I ain't mad at all. I just know it ain't going to be me. So, but the object is to not see dark. And the reason I brought that up, because I looked down, I got the curtains closed, it's raining outside. And I usually leave them, and it's only 4 o'clock. And I close the curtains and it's still light outside. Makes me want to open the curtains up. In fact, I'm gonna do that right now. Just to do it, because I'm gonna open them back up. Just because it's not dark yet. Because the whole object, yeah, it's still a little bit of light out. It's still a little bit of light out. So I'm gonna leave it open. Because once it gets dark out there and you leave the light on, I should have raised it up a little bit. Once it gets dark outside and you leave the light on the inside of the house, what happens is everybody can see right in. Everybody can say, oh, that's too much. That's too high. I like to be higher, but I'll leave it there. Everybody can look right into you. Apartment, because if it's dark outside and it's light in here, it's like, you know, everything is real bright and it's easy to see. Even though they built a little patio enclosure, and they put, I'm looking right at a barbecue grill right outside my patio window. I'm looking at a barbecue grill, nice one now, little bench to sit on, and it's raining. So it's nice to see rain in Southern California. I've been here for 20 years. I've been here for over like 20 years looking out this, and it still feels new. Everything feels new. Everything is just so, yeah, hey. And sometimes it's disgusting. I even disgust myself, I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes I'm disgusted by myself. But And the reason I say I'm disgusted by myself, because I get to the point where I'm just like, I just enjoy everything. I just enjoy everything. And it even irritates me. It even irritates me. If anything is too much one way, I'm irked by it. If anything is too much one way, if it's too good or too bad or anything, just too much of any one thing, I'm leery of it. Let's just say that way. I'm leery of it. And I like to look at it much in much more detail and wonder why. How come this and that? In fact, one of the recent ones is my friend Sharon North had a concert here. And she's been a jazz singer, smooth jazz, whatever kind of singer. You know, she sang, they say she sang with P-Funk. I think my sister said she actually sang, Sharon actually sang with P-Funk or something. But I know she, you know, was running around with him, you know, with the band, singing with him or something. I know they, you know, they worked together somehow. And so I know she knew the band, P-Funk. So, and we kind of grew up together. So we're like on the same kind of, we kind of grew up together. So we kind of grew up in the same kind of musical era, I guess. But the point is, and this kind of was a segue to where I was trying to go to, I went and saw a concert she did, and it's not funk. You know, it's probably not the genre, a genre that I would, you know, choose to listen to. But, you know, I went to see it because, you know, she's cool, and you know, I hadn't seen her in 30 years, 40 years like that. You know, so, you know, I got to see her because she performed out here in L.A., usually back in D.C. area, D.C., Virginia area, or Virginia something, where I'm going to be in a couple of days. But, so, and I'm like, you know, listen to the music, and it struck me that I liked it so much. I was like, what about this? I liked it a lot. And I told her, and I told other people, I don't like everything. So for me to like this stuff so much, for it to resonate with me so much, it raised a flag. I said, I got to figure out what's going on. So I start, you know, I've been, you know, thinking about it, you know, reasoning, trying to figure stuff out, thinking it could be this, you know, stuff pops in my head. Because it was like choruses and lines and melodies and runs that just resonated with me. And her writing, she pointed out that she had wrote, you know, a lot of those songs. And I listened to the words and the writing just resonated. I was like, I'm not used to liking this. I'm not used to liking stuff this much. And especially for somebody, you know, who I grew up with, who not special, I guess, in a special way that I know them for so long. They have somebody that, you know, that you've known for so long, grew up on the same street, basically. Met when I was like two years old. Got pictures of us 1-2 years old for, you know, we friends on Facebook. So, you know, we have contact, you know, we've conversed over the years, you know, frequently, you know, fairly frequently. And, you know, for me to go there and just to like the product so much, I'm not that person. So I had to explore why. And, you know, I came up with a few things just, you know, in play. And a lot of it, because, you know, she was definitely doing some, she used to be into the P-Funk, definitely. You know, we all was back in Ohio. So she kind of got that, you know, that feel, that genre. And just, we all grew up in that same era. So I guess that might affect her writing style, you know, or the things that, like the melodies or choruses or lines or whatever, you know, that she would gravitate to. I'm thinking we kind of grew up in that same era, but it was some stuff that, and even the song, I was even saying, even the songs that she chose to cover by other people were hitting on something. I was like, oh, you know, whoa. Because I don't usually like stuff. I don't like everything. I don't like everything. So when I do, I notice it. and I explore why, and I try to take it apart, and, you know, see if there's anything else I need to know out of this event. And I guess I was going down the road of, if anything is too much this or too much that. Yeah, I closed them curtains probably a little too early. Because they, it's like I said, they built a patio, a fence, enclosing the patio, so people walking from the street really can't see in here. Unless they kind of, I guess they can, you know, probably look and squeeze through, but it's not as blatant as somebody before that was there. We just walk by and, you know, the fence has slats in it, so you can definitely see between the slats. But I had closed the curtains too early. Plus, I want to see the rain. The whole point was that I don't want to see the dark. I avoid trying to see the dark. And 4 o'clock was too early. 5 o'clock, 4:30, 5 o'clock is when I should just close it at 5 o'clock when I get back here at 5 o'clock for my lunch. Because you got to take lunch within 5 hours of your start time. I start at 12, so I take lunch at 5. Try to take lunch the latest I can. So after lunch, I only got like 2.5 hours left of work. And I kind of got into that feel. Today, I actually got on my bike, rode my bike some. I haven't done that in a while. And it was kind of cool. And I hadn't done it in a while. And this homeless gauntlet that I'm used to riding through, they cleaned it up. They completely just cleaned it up. Get rid of all those encampments and tents and people. They were like living there. It's like they're all gone. They cleaned up a lot of the garbage and stuff. They're like all gone. It's like, wow, okay. It's like one tent that was there. There's one tent that's been there for a while. Like a lady lived in it. And it was the only one left. Everybody else was like gone. So that, you know, I did that this morning. It was good to get on the bike. I love riding the bike. That bike is just, you know, I took that $100 bike and then put $300 in it. What did I put? $200. I think I put $200. I think I had a $300 bike and I put $100 in it twice. And it rides. Good ride. I love it. It's a joy to ride that bike. It is a joy and a pleasure to ride that bike. When I get on it, even when I go from my parking space to the garage door to get out the door, where I got to stop at the garage door and walk my bike through the door. Even that little pedaling, 2-3 pedals up, it just feels so good. This is just a joy to ride that bike. So it was good to get some pedaling power. Did about 7,000 steps. So it was good to get that in, you know, it's kind of work it out. I think I did 7,000 steps, came back, got on a scale, dropped like 1/8 of a pound. Not that it should matter. It just should be about movement and keeping my energy and staying activity. Activity is the key. Because I'm probably not burning 1,000,000 calories on this. Let's just be real. I'm probably not burning too many calories. Should I pause this? I'm going to stop it and finish it later. So what was I talking about? I'm on my lunch break now. I get a half hour. Did 15 minutes. Now we're going to do a half hour. What was I talking about? Well, I don't know what I was talking about. What I was just doing now was preparation for my trip, my upcoming year-end trip to see Parliament Funkadelic, George Clinton and the P-Funk All-Stars. George Clinton and the Parliament Funkadelic. I don't know why I get so happy. I've been doing it for too long. I love it too much. But anyway, I was looking at this trip. The airfare was higher than I wanted to pay or used to paying. I know it's the end of the year. And I saw, you know, P-Funk, New Year's Eve, D.C. Bring it in the year. P-Funk, New Year's Eve, D.C. I was like, okay, I probably got to be there. And then I look up and see that the Steelers are playing the next day in Baltimore, which is a very big game in the same vicinity. I just kind of Googled and I got a hotel at IAD, because that's where I got my hotel at IAD, flying to IAD. Then I'll just drive maybe 40 minutes to the 9:30 club to see the show and drive back. And then I'll have a whole day in IAD, the Baltimore, the DC area, which is an hour away from Baltimore, if I wanted to go to the game. But the game got flexed. The game got flexed from 1 p.m. to 8:20. Now the game starts at 8 o'clock at night, 8:30 at night, which shouldn't be a problem. I mean, I can lay in the bed and sleep all day, you know, and I don't check out the hotel till the next morning anyhow. So what I would do is go to the game, probably not get out of there, and get back to the hotel till like 2 or 3, like 1, you know, 1:30, 2 o'clock. Stay the whole game. Game might be over till like 11:30, 11 o'clock. By the time you get out the stadium and drive back, basically I would get back to the hotel just about in time to go to the airport and get on the airplane. I think my flight is at 8 something. That means I would have to get to the hotel. I would prefer to get to the airport 2 hours before my flight. And I think my flight was at 8 something. Or 10. I forget. I got to check the time. But either way, anyhow you look at it, since the hotel is right by the airport, I could just drive back to the hotel, lay down and do something, whatever, and then get up and just, you know, go on, do what I got to do, fly back. And I'll get back to L.A. fairly early in the morning, like 10:30 in the morning, I guess, something like that, 10:30, 11 o'clock in the morning. So I should be in my apartment by noon. Start work the next day at noon. But it's going to come down, and then I'll have a day in New York too. I'm flying to New York on the 29th. Going right from the airport to the concert. I already called Sony Hall. They got a coat check. I'm going to have my book bag. I ain't really got to bring nothing with me. I wear the same clothes. The only thing I might bring is a couple pair of drawers and some socks. Make sure it ain't raining. Might just have to bring, you know, as long as I got my phone, my phone and a pair of drawers. I was even thinking about not even bringing my laptop. Or my fire stick. Because, you know, it escalates. You know, I got my little speaker that I bring in case I want to listen to stuff. And then, you know, stuff can just, it can definitely escalate to being overpacked, but it usually doesn't over-escalate with clothes. So I was thinking about taking a pair of pants. I was like, hell, I'll just wash the crotch out of the pants if they get funky. Because I'll wear the same pants. Come on, people, let's be real. Change my underwear, socks, two pairs of underwear, a pair of socks. That should do it. A shirt. Oh, I got to dress for the weather. I got to make sure I got enough clothes for the weather, because I wear the same clothes every day. It don't matter. So, and I just take that, drop it off, and go right to the venue, because the plane lands about 4. And I've been checking. You can check the schedule. You can check the flights. So I've been checking every day to see the on time. The flight was scheduled to leave a certain time and arrive a certain time. It's a hit and miss, but it looked like it usually arrives around 4, like it's supposed to. Doors open at 6. I land at 4, doors open at 6. So it might be 45 minutes before, and it looks like the Newport Express shuttle. See, I do all that research. I love doing all that research. What I just did now was I was Googling the Newport Express shuttle. I went ahead and bought a ticket. So I can, just in case I get that, I'm going to, you know, take that, because it might be faster than an Uber. But I'll take a look into all that and we'll see. I think it should be faster than an Uber. I hope it's got its own lane or whatever. You know, so. But if not, I just get an Uber, and the Uber will take me right to Sony Hall. I won't have to walk. It's just like a 6-minute walk from Port Authority to Sony Hall. And this is a 9-minute walk from Port Authority to the hotel. And from the hotel to Sony Hall is a 13-minute walk. So if I, you know, can kind of get there early enough, I can go to the hotel, check in, or drop my bag off there, and then walk up the street and get to the venue. Because even though the doors open at 6, the show is until 7. And you know I got to get there first or early so I can get my spot up front and stand there for an hour and a half like I did last time. So that's always fine. You know, that's fine. And then planning it out, looking, you know, what's in the area. And this trip, I planned I got 2 days in these cities with nothing planned. Well, the game. The game is probably a big plan, and I probably should go to the game. I think I went to a game this year. Did I go to a game this year? Yeah, I did. I went and saw Pittsburgh and somebody. Cleveland. Pittsburgh and Cleveland. Cleveland beat us, I believe. I think it was in. Yeah. I think it was in Cleveland. I can't remember where it was, but we went. We went. And so I didn't go to a game in Pittsburgh this year. So, I mean, I'm looking at the tickets. The tickets are dropping. You know, I got to sit at least row 2 or 3 behind the Steeler bench. And I saw a ticket. I think row 3 for $250, which is, if I was going, I probably would have jumped on that. If I was like, I would have jumped all over that. Boom, boom, boom. But I'll wait. I'll wait till Saturday night. I'll wait till Saturday night, whatever, and take a look at it and see what's on sale. You know, if something jumps out, get like a good, you know, single ticket, first row behind the Steeler bench for like blah, blah, blah. I get my ass out of bed, drive an hour in the cold. It might be cold, might not be cold. Drive an hour, it's gonna be dark. It won't be sunny. But see, one thing about it being dark at night games are beautiful. They light the stadium up and it's prime time. The whole country's gonna be watching. You know, so that's a consideration. Pittsburgh, Baltimore is always a rivalry. I'm kind of getting excited just thinking about it, talking about it now. As opposed to, but see how what's going to happen is I'm going to be laying in the bed, relaxed all day. Oh, and I haven't been on my regiment, so I gained 10 pounds. I went from like 201. 199, 202, 203, up to 210 in a couple days. And I earned it and deserve it. Was it worth it? It was, even though I still don't like it. It was definitely worth it, even though I don't like it. You know, it was definitely still worth all that food I ate. I had Swedish fish. I had marshmallows. I had Fig Newtons. I think I was eating ice cream. Oh, I had these cream brownies, cheesecake brownies, cream cheese brownie cake thingies, 2-0 candy bars. Ooh, I was making ham sandwiches. I'm making these ham sandwiches. Oh. And I was eating Winganza, I had wings, I had Gus's fried chicken, macaroni and cheese, greens from Gus's. So I was doing the damn thing. But I got on the bike today, which doesn't make up for it, but it makes me probably feel a little better. And I'm doing this. See, I'm doing my due diligence here. On this thing. I don't know how, you know, what is it good for? If it's too easy, You know, why are you even doing it? That's the question. If it becomes too easy, are you getting anything out of it? I'm sure I'm getting something out of it just from the activity, just from the actual movement and being on this thing for a half hour or so while I'm talking to y'all, getting in some work. And if I could bust a sweat, the reason I was saying busting a sweat, I think is significant because I was thinking calories and heat and burning. I guess in my mind, if you're sweating, you're burning calories. Heat, calories, burn, you know, because calories, if you take, you know, your chemistry class, calories are in heat, joules, J-O-U-L-E-S is in heat and all that stuff, you know, how it all works together. And I brought it up, I'll probably deep dive into that on Google, and put it all together, understand that part of the science picture of chemistry, how important chemistry was. I remember when I took chemistry, I realized how important it was. You know, we're talking about the substances of everything, basically. Periodic table and the basis of everything. Chemistry just ain't, you know, putting chemicals together. It's everything. So that was always exciting to me. The basis of how things work. The very basics of how things work. I think I have a good understanding of how a lot of things work or are. I have understanding at the least of how man thinks things work. The referenced sciences, understanding, a strong general understanding of the way science and men and mankind believe things work. So therefore it's easy, not easy, but I feel it makes me capable of describing things that I'm not familiar with because I understand the basic underlying principle of everything. At least the way men see it, the way we wrote it up with the periodic table, elements, atoms, elementary particles, atoms, elements, compounds like that, and chemistry and how they work together. And then you got biologies and astronomy. And different things like that to explain the physical world or how we can put the physical world in terms that we'll try to agree on and use so that when we communicate with each other, we're talking, at least have a language that we can talk about the same stuff. And then with the scientific method, people doing experiments are repeated and they can be labeled as fact or solid or theory. Whatever official word is used to designate something that is pretty much agreed upon across the board as true or fact or reality, whatever you want to look at. But so that's where I'm at. New York is exciting. It is. I mean, just me still going to New York is exciting. I remember when I was little, Empire State Building, still that damn Empire State Building. You know, the Chrysler Building used to be my building because it used to be when I was younger. It was, you know, more fancy. The Empire State Building was just kind of square and boring, but the Chrysler Building had the cool little top to it, steeple or whatever you want to call it, and I always thought that was the cool one. And when we went to New York, we had a little gold souvenir. It was of the Empire State Building. I always thought it had a little thermometer on it. Yeah. I always thought the Chrysler Building was a cool one. But now, I go back there, I see that Empire State Building. You can see that damn thing from New Jersey. It makes my heart jump every time I look up and see it. It just makes my heart jump. You can see it from New Jersey. I was staying in North Bergen, at the Super 8 North Bergen, where there's a bus that actually goes right in front of the hotel. Right in front of the hotel. To the 42nd Port Authority. Same one I think I'm going to be taking. Back or something. No, I don't know if it's probably another one. Because it probably shouldn't stop if it's an express. But I don't know. And I think I was looking at the path. It looked like it went right in front of the hotel that I stayed at. which is kind of cool. And there's like an Aldi's right next to it and a Supersonic Burger kind of next to it. I remember those things. And I would just get up and I'd walk outside at my room and wait on the bus. It would just come. I'd just jump on it. And I guess I was supposed to pay someplace, but nobody ever asked me for money. So I just got on it and rode it a couple of times. And I even asked, where do I pay? And people are like, yeah. So I catch that to Port Authority. Then I actually caught the bus back. I was able to actually catch the bus back from New York City to the hotel. And I missed the stop. I missed the stop one time and ended up going all the way out to Giant Stadium. So I made it. I was all the way out to Giant Stadium and had to catch the bus back. Got up at the right one and walked. And that's when I looked up and was able to see the Empire State Building. You can see across the river. See Manhattan. But New York is exciting. New York is exciting just being there. And so I planned a day where I'm not going to do nothing. I'm planning a day where I'm going to do nothing. It's a half hour walk to Central Park. So if I was to get up and just walk to Central Park, sit in Central Park for an hour or two and walk back, that'd be enough. Times Square is walking distance. So if I really wanted to do something, I could. But there is something also really cool about being someplace like New York City, you know, on travel, touristy. I think I was in Barcelona. I forget wherever I was one day, one trip on my last one, and just stayed in the room the whole day. Just stayed in the room the whole day. Didn't see nothing. It didn't matter. You just gotta take those rest days. Well, at least I do now that I'm older. I think when I was younger, I was able to just power through it and just go. You know, you going with whether you enjoyed it or wanted to or not, you just did it. Okay, let me pick up the pace some. I'm up here talking. Let me pick up the pace some. Let me pull some back so I can get some arm strength going. So I'm figuring all that out. So it's going to be fun to get on the airplane. I got Spirit. I'll get Wi-Fi. I'll pay the $10 so I can have Wi-Fi for whatever reason. So I can, because when we take off, they'll tell us, oh, we're landing here. Looks like we're going to blah, blah, blah. We'll be landing blah. Then if it's how long, I think I got row 12. So I should be able to get out of there. And the buses, the Newark buses leave at like 4 or 5. For this, for that, for that. So it's gonna be, I should get to Sony Hall before 6, you know, but I wanna be in line at 5:30. You know me, I wanna be in line at 5:30. And this flight that I got, it was pricey, but I think the price went down. It was definitely pricey. They wanted like $350. It went up to like $377, $399 one way. It went up to like $399 one way. And I price tracked it. And we get emails every now and then. And I think it went down and up. And then it went to a price to where I was like, ah, might as well get it. And I got it. Once I pulled that trigger, and I started pulling all the rest of them. Started finding flights here, flights there. I was going to catch a bus. I was gonna catch the train from New York to DC. I was gonna fly because I'm gonna get a car anyway. So I must as well just fly the IAD and get a car. Cars were cheap. Cars can be expensive. Cars were cheap. I gotta pee. Usually I go to the bathroom before I do this. But I gotta pee. That didn't take too long. Did it? That didn't take too long. Plus, a lot of it was walking. So, I mean, I had to stand there and pee, but, you know, walking back and forth to the bathroom counts steps, too, since I had my phone in my pocket. But anyhow, I was saying, forgot what I was saying. So, it's like a 7-minute from Port Authority. It's a 6-minute walk to Sony Hall, 9-minute walk to the hotel, 13-minute walk between the hotel and Sony Hall if I wanted to go to the hotel, drop my stuff off, and you know, just cool out. Oh, it was New Orleans. I was in New Orleans. And I just laid in the bed all day. And I think I got up because I knew you just got to get out. You got to go do something. So I had to get up and I went and got something to eat. And then I ended up going to a Mardi Gras parade, right? It's because I had the Mardi Gras schedule. And I was like right in there, walking distance. So I went up to Canal Street or St. Joseph or whatever it was. Call it Mardi Gras parade, got into all that. Seeing what that was all about. It's about the throws and getting the people on the floats' attention so they throw you stuff and get people's attention, of course, yes. I was built for it, so I was out there doing stuff. And one of the floats came down, dude was playing Standing on the Verge of Getting Up. Standing on the Verge of Getting Up. I went off. I was like, ah! He threw me an album. I was like, cool. He actually threw me an album. I got the album actually pinned up on my wall. Probably the only non, well, other than Fishbone. Well, Fishbone's family. Fishbone, I probably should have Trulio up there too, huh? If I got Fishbone, I should have Trulio. Trulio Disgracius is, you know, where my heart's at, actually. Fishbone don't move me. Like Trulio or that On The One music. But I do like Suffering. I like the song Suffering a lot. And, you know, Everyday Sunshine, they once you get in Fishbone, you're like, you know, once you get into, if you have to show and you get into it, you know, you feel it. You feel it. You can feel the energy, the mosh pit, and then, you know, all that energy coming off the stage. And Mr. Angelo Moore, of course. Like Mr. Clinton, him and Mr. Clinton. As far as front men go. Whoo! In my experience, it's probably them two, you know. So we'll see about that. So we'll go to New York and start the year off. We're Parliament Funkadelic, and we're going to see what Mr. Clinton does. We're going to see if Mr. Clinton or the band at New Year's night acknowledges it. One thing I can say about that band, well, it's a bunch of stuff I can say, but one thing, and it's not, I don't know if it's irreverent or impervious. I don't even know what that means. I think impervious means you're just like not even fazed by it or not even recognize it. But they never acknowledge. They won't acknowledge anything. Like Friday, August 14th. It was Friday night, August 14th. They played L.A. We didn't hear nothing about it. And I think the one time I did see them on New Year's, I'm like, it's New Year's. What you doing? Say something. They just played like a normal song. I think one time Poo Poo Man was there or something. Then the other one, he had Garrett, I think Mr. Shatter, Garrett Shatter sang. Well, I wonder if I saw him twice on New Year's. I'm not sure. I know one time was Vegas. I remember that one. And I forget what song they were singing on New Year's, you know, when the clock struck 12. But it ain't going to be no 5, 4, 3. Probably ain't going to be none of that. Probably ain't going to be that. We got to tell them ourselves. You're going to tell them Happy Thanksgiving, I guess. So, you know, it's the P-Funk way. So, you know, and I know it's the P-Funk way. And that irreverence is definitely not something that I'm not partial to. Irreverence plays a... I was thinking about getting a pair. Did I say this already? Think about getting a pair of 36 pants. It's like my 38 pants are... too big. Well, too big might be a stretch, but it would be fun to see if I could fit in a pair of 36 waist pants after all these years. And it's also a concern that doing this exercise on this bike might be too easy, on this thing might be too easy. I even Googled some place that says after 6 months, you're going to be done with this. And after 6 months, it's not going to be enough. But, you know, there's things you can do. You're not going to, like, get into it. I was thinking about putting weights on it. There's, like, an area where I can probably strap some bricks on it to make it a little, give it a little bit of, you know, put a little bit more effort into it. But hopefully the cardio keeps me lively, even though I may or may not be doing anything too strenuous. I do think that it's helping my arms. Wow, what is it, 28 minutes just like that? 28 minutes go like that? See what I'm saying? Swing on y'all two times. For me, and for the phone. For me, for the phone. And for every elementary particle that's ever existed, in any atom in this, or any universe, that ever was, is, or will be. The totality of it all. An hypothesis, a hypothesis of all as one. Did I say that right? A theory of universe. The totality of it all, y'all. I gotta go back to work.